Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you the guidance you need to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara, so happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight, I want to teach you something that is so powerful, the true power of your words. And I want to show you how significant it is to release your fear from your own life and live up to your true potential by using something that you heard so many times, your words, your using affirmation. Because the way you use your words, you will change your life. Now, I'm going to use a quote by Buddha who said, better than 1,000 hollow words is one word that brings peace. You don't know to repeat many encouraging phrases each day to feel better about yourself. You only need a few effective mantras that will bring you peace. We used to say negative things, so we don't know how to empower ourselves by using the words. You have to be very careful with your words, because choosing to speak only those words towards your benefits and cultivate your greatest good is the way you succeed. Now, affirmation help purify your thoughts and restructure the dynamic of your brain so that you start to believe that nothing is impossible. Now, the word affirmation comes from the Latin affirmare, originally meaning to make something steady, to strengthen something. So affirmation strengthen your belief in the potential of an action you want to manifest. When you verbalize your dreams and ambitions, you instantly empowered with a deep sense of reassurance that your wishful words will become reality. And as you know very well, I said so many times, reality reflects what the mind projects. So your words become your reality. They translate into the physical world. So that's why words are so powerful and so significant. But those words, those affirmations are methods of self-improvement because of their ability to rewire the brain. Is much like an exercise. They raise the level of feel-good hormones and push your brain to form new clusters of positive thoughts, neurons. In the sequence of thought, speech, action, affirmation play a role by breaking patterns of negative thought, negative speech, and in turn, negative action. Because if you speak something negative, you'll act negative, you'll manifest something negative, so your actions are going to be negative. Now, something that I said that has been, used by many people, I've seen it even in Oprah magazine, my words like no words are empty words, as every syllable we speak engages energy towards or against us. Chants, mantras, and affirmation have been around since human beings develop a system of speech. In Hinduism, in Buddhism, a mantra is a sacred sound that possesses spiritual force behind. No myo merenge kyu, for instance. Buddhists chant during meditation, and mantras are a key part of initiation in many Hindu secrets. Even in different religion, you go to church and you repeat, those prayers. Prayers are some kind of form of, mantras. And affirmation can be thought as a form of prayer, except that in the present tense, as if the things you're praying for are happening right now in the very moment. Words are responsible for everything we hold to be true. But in our day-to-day lives, we rarely recognize the magnitude of our words. We rarely recognize the magnitude of the prayers. So we go, day by day without paying attention to what we are affirming to be true. So out of habit, we might tell ourselves, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so desperate, I'm so stuck, I'm so scared, I'm not good enough. So your words become your truth. Your truth. So you will notice that you keep on repeating those words over and over and over and over. And then you start questioning, why is my life the way, what am I doing something wrong? What's going up with me? So the key to all of this is actually in the way you speak and what you speak and what you say. So everybody listening, make sure you take a deep breath and think for a second at what you are talking. What is exactly that you are saying on a daily basis? So a major step to changing your life is changing the way you relate to your problems. And by extension, the way you speak about your problem. So because when a problem comes up, what words do you use to describe a situation? Do you tell others, oh, I'm hopeless, I'm a victim, you want to play the victim? When you continue to be saying things like, I have no control over the things, I feel threatened, that's exactly what's going to happen. You have no control. So people often speak about the law of attraction, and they're fascinated with the law of attraction since, which is an ancient law that goes back to Abraham. But this theory is missing something, because only when you speak, you send your thoughts on a mission to manifest reality. Visualization are also great tools to expand your desires and shift your perception, but they must be accompanied by words, by affirmation, in order to change the circumstances in the real world. Now, the universe needs to hear what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. It needs you to declare. You need to declare your hopes, your wishes, your goals in order to manifest them. That's why some people, they succeed like in an incredible way, while some other people, they completely fail, and they always, well, I don't know why, whatever I'm trying is not happening, is not working. What am I doing wrong? What you're doing wrong starts with the words that you are using. Because if you think this way, first, at the beginning of the world, there was a sound. Before any affirmation, before anything, words are formed by a sound, which each sound holds a resonance. The very first word of the Bible was, in the beginning, there was the Word. And the Word was with God, and God was the Word. According to the Bible, our world, created out of chaos, was created with a sound. It's interesting to know that the Bible begins with only the mention of God and God's words. And out of this word, a universe was formed. So how powerful is this? So sounds are frequencies, invisible waves that travel through the air and carry energy. But even though we can see sound, they are something that are prevalent in our world. They can carry magical healing. They can carry those healing qualities. Like in the science of life that is called Ayurveda, you can heal through those techniques that include the sound therapy. Actually, one way of healing in Ayurveda is called the sound therapy. Sound is also able to break negative vibration by shattering their energy. Think about this. If you're working on your voice, you might have been encouraged to practice vocals, consonants. When you wake up and practice your voice, you know, you pay attention to the sound that you make. So the sound stops in your body. The sound will stop where the problem is. Sound therapy can help you become aware of your body, of its deficiency and its needs. Now, every letter of our alphabet carries a different frequency. Like every sound, every musical note carries a different energy. Every color carries a different energy. This is why your name carries so much truth about you, because the energy is associated with the sound in your name. They become your dominant energy. This is why your name has a unique meaning. Every sound holds a specific force within your name. So what I'm trying to say is that positive affirmation can also create an enormous impact, and they can reduce stress, with the consequences of stress ranging from headaches and ulcers to heart disease and blood pressure. It makes sense to do everything in your power to reduce the amount of stress. Now, many people find that positive affirmation works wonders for stress relief, and it is true. Speech is such a natural to release emotion that are trapped inside. So when you speak, you release those feelings that are trapped inside. And when you let go your thoughts, your words affect not just you, but the entire universe. What you speak travels through all the waves of the universe and causes a ripple effect in the possibility of your future. When you say, oh, I can't, it won't happen. It will not work for me. You know that you sentence, you know, something to failure. Never allow anybody to tell you anything negative or make a negative prediction. Words can be so damaging if they are misused. So physical scars close and fade away, but emotional and mental scars are way more damaging, because verbal abuse never heal, never disappears. It stays like an open wound inside the reactive side of your brain, the subconscious mind, and never allow anybody to use harsh words. Stop them in their track. And you know, the sad part is that sometimes it happens that even your own parents, I've heard a mother saying to her own daughter, oh, you're not good for a man, you'll never get married. And guess what? That's exactly what's going to happen. That young woman will never get married, because those words have such power that she will never be able to get married. How sad is that, you know? Or let's remember the good words. I love you. You are smart. You are successful. Versus, I hate you, you're stupid. How can we, you know, make a balance here? So this is so powerful. Reality reflects what the mind projects. I'm repeating myself. Our words can either be vehicles to joy, vessel, or vessel of pain. So choose whichever one you want to choose. But be aware that this is what's happening. Now, my show tonight is a lot about this. And so I invite you, and I know I have a lot of you. I have Patty, I have Kim, I have Sandra from Texas, Cornelia from Canada. All of you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. I want to let you know my new book came out not a long time ago, like 2 months ago. And my book is all about the human archetypes. And you know what? If you guys want to know who you are, please read my book, because it's not that I want to make publicity to my book or want to sell my book. I'm just telling you, there's so much information that is instrumental in rediscovering your strength, your mindset, your weaknesses, your capacity to commit, your capacity to love, and who is actually your match. Because my book is some kind of a predictability chart that allows you to prevent a divorce, a separation, a breakup, or a relationship that's unhealthy for you. So make sure, if you understand your archetype, you understand where, who's your match, that is going to be, you know what I mean, a way to learn about you. So Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetype is my newest book. So I highly recommend you to read my book. Get it on Kindle. It's just some dollars, the price of a coffee, but you can learn so much. I've been working for so many years on this book. I wanted to come up with something that Carl Jung introduced in psychology, but he was inspired actually by Plato. We go back 2,500 years ago to the theory of form. So Carl Jung introduced the concept of archetype in psychology. So the word archetype comes from archeum and typo, which means original behavior. We're such original people. We're so colorful when it comes to our emotions. And that's why, because we operate on emotion, be careful the words that you speak as a result of your emotional self. I'm going to go to Patty in Queens. How are you, dear Patty? Hi, Patty. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Do you have good news for me?
Yes, you predicted 2 weeks ago about my job. And
good.
Okay, so let me tell you quickly what happened. I felt like that your prediction wasn't coming true, because right after I spoke to you, I got an email from HR saying that if I'm not vaccinated first dose by October 29, which was 3 days later, by 5 o'clock, I'll be an unpaid leave. So right. I contacted my union. My union said, just contact the doctor to get you some type of documentation explaining
right.
your health situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So then I got an email from HR 2 days later on Thursday saying that they're postponing the deadline so I could go to my doctor to get the letter. Then I contacted them again, HR, just to clarify, this, because it says I have to be tested. Okay,
right.
If I'm supposed to be put on paid leave, why do I need to be tested? And she clarified, I'm still on payroll. So I went to the doctor November 4th, and then he called me the next day to say, and he's going to write the letter in such a way that's not going to get him in trouble. But when you read the letter, it's like, I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. And even it said in the letter, I can't take the EpiPen because I suffer from tachycardia. And I'm allergic to Benadryl. I'm screwed, right? So
right.
I went to the doctor's office. He got the letter, which was, it was okay letter, right? I sent it to HR. HR contacted me the next day to say that we need a meeting on Monday with your supervisor, yourself, and HR.
Right.
I had the meeting, and it says they will allow me to have medical accommodation. I'm still on payroll, but the condition is I have to be tested every week, which I get tested twice a week anyway to save myself, because if you get tested like every Wednesday, what happens if on one Wednesday you're sick and you can't go outside to get tested?
Right.
You lose day pay until you get tested. So that's why it protects me. But she did warn me. She did say to me that that except for now, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know if there's going to be another variant. We don't know if New York City is going to turn around and says, nope, no more medical exemptions. If you don't get the vaccine, it doesn't matter if you have a medical exemption. You know, that's what she was telling me, that, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Okay. And I found that something so important, that when I went to the doctor, I got tested for the antibodies. I have more antibodies now than I did in June.
Huh. Very interesting.
I don't understand that.
You never know how the body responds. The body responds, you know, and then some people have very high antibodies and we don't know why.
I spoke to a doctor on YouTube, and he said that you could have been exposed to COVID again and your body was able to build the antibodies and you didn't get sick from it.
Yeah, very possible. Extremely possible. And those antibodies are way more powerful than the the vaccination in itself. When you build antibodies, but those natural way of building it is the most powerful way. So people who actually have COVID, they actually have, they're more protected than anybody else actually from having it again.
Right.
So
what do you predict for like for here in New York City? Right, because the COVID's going up. Just curious, do you feel as though natural immunity will be accepted in the future?
Right. Like, I do believe that this craziness will slow down. There's not going to be a mandatory thing, and things will you know what I mean, get better. I see an improvement.
When do you think? After the new year this can happen?
Around this time of the year, in the next month or so. Yeah, it's really going to be better, way better.
I know.
Absolutely.
I just want people, like, if they get tested for the antibodies and they accept that as somebody. Mm-hmm. Because when you go to college, you have to be you have to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella. But
right.
If you're old like me, like 58, right, I have my pediatrician is long gone by now, of course.
Right.
But I think in my records, it says they will accept antibodies testing.
Right.
So it's like, if colleges accept antibodies, shouldn't every place else? I just want the antibodies to be accepted. That's what I want. Because then you know if somebody
is
immune.
It's going to happen.
But you are right.
Patty.
You are right. You predicted something, and it did come true.
I'm so glad.
I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
You got the last laugh. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I do. They love you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling me. Now I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to go to Kim, to Sandra, to Cornelia. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back on Home Time talking about affirmation and having a lot of people waiting to speak with me. But I want to tell you one thing before I go to Kim. And Kim, hold on, I'll be with you in a second. I am is the single most important phrase you will ever speak, because that what follows these two words dictate who you are. It determines what you believe and allow into your life. When you say, I am healthy, I am powerful, then you become. So I am becomes even more profound when you redefine yourself repeatedly throughout the day. You have to say during the day, make it your ritual. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am ready for love. Because you are just making those empowering affirmation, that reciting them in the right way, you know, you shift your perception entirely. the key is to personalize your mantra that comes from your heart. So instead of saying, I am powerful, you can say, I am powerful enough to overcome my breakup. I am powerful enough to attract a loyal partner. I am powerful enough to succeed in my career. So pick your favorite phrase, you know, that comes from your heart, and create a combination of positive words by using I am. Because I am, for instance, more powerful than my pain. I have the strength to defeat any adversity. I break through barriers and leap over burdens. Nothing is as great as my own power. I am in love with who I am becoming. I give up on trying to please others. Instead, I work to fulfill my authentic self. I am in control of my life. I reject anything that hurts me and embrace everything that delivers joy. I am worthy. I deserve the incredible things that are coming to me. I am attracting the perfect person in my life. The universe is sending me a partner who is committed, faithful, unconditionally loving me. I am healthy. I am stable. I am sound. My body is in an excellent shape. My mind is at ease. I am unstoppable. I am superior to my negativity. I am talented. I am emotionally pure. I am extremely successful. I am happy. Today I choose joy over suffering. So these are the things, and I can go on and on and on, and probably I'm going to continue after speaking to Kim. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear? Hello?
Yes, how are Kim? You? Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for calling me.
Of course. So how are you doing?
So I want to ask you, how many times a day you say, I am successful or I am healthy?
Maybe
honest,
once.
Honest to God. Be honest to me.
Well, I do my affirmations every morning as I drive to work. So I do say them every morning, probably at least one time, maybe a second time before bed.
Okay. Give me an example of what you say.
An example is, I am loved, I am lovable, I am successful,
now
you have me caught off guard. I am powerful, I manifest anything that I like, anything that I want, I'm beautiful, I love myself.
Good. Good, Kim. How can I help you tonight? Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me give you my boyfriend's birthday. I'm having a big dilemma right now, and I'm just devastated right now. Mm-hmm. We've been together for 9 months, and he had gotten out of a marriage as soon as I met him. So obviously, probably wrong timing. But it never stopped us. There's been a lot of ups and downs with him just kind of shutting down. Mm-hmm, He's worked on it pretty much. He's gotten better.
Then
2 months ago, he kind of had shut down for 2 days. He communicated mm-hmm. with me and told me that he needed to just try to find himself, blah, blah, blah. And I asked him if I would rebound. Absolutely not. Well, I noticed last week that he was shutting down. And then he went hunting, and then Sunday he was coming home and he told me that he was going to call me, that he was going to, couldn't wait to see me, blah, blah, blah. He told me that he shut the plans off, which he's never done before, ever. And then the next day I called him and said, hey, can I call you? And he said, no, I can't right now, but I'll call you. And he never did. So I have a lot of stuff at his house. So I went on
So for how long is this strange behavior going on?
Well, we saw each other every day and we ate dinner every night last week. But I noticed that he was in another world. But the thing is with him, he doesn't really... He tells me a little bit about it, but he doesn't really go deep into it. So Sunday, Sunday, 10 days ago, he told me that he just was exhausted and he was going to stay in and that we would talk. So I called him Monday and he's like, I'll call you back. And he never did. This is 9 months of a man that is just, that has disappeared off the face of the earth. So I moved my stuff out of his house on Wednesday, which is about 6 days ago.
Right.
He told me that he wanted to talk to me, but at that point he said, I couldn't talk to you tonight. Well, after ghosting me for like 3 days, which he's never done ever, who does that? And I'm in complete shock that he did this because it's so not his character. I mean, he treats me like a princess all the time, but I don't know. So let me just give you his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I know you. It's May 5, 1972.
So May 19, 1972. No.
Mm-hmm. Yes, May 19, 1972. What?
Well, he is, according to calculation, in not in the best time of her life. Of his life. Because he's in the year two. That is a little bit of a time of disappointment. Things are not working the right way. But though this may not affect the relationship with you, so I feel like in spite of the fact that he has his own struggles, and some of the struggles are actually with himself. It's almost like I feel like he's struggling with him. But this can be healed. Sorry?
Go ahead.
So just don't push, leave him alone if you see that he's reacting this way. He will come around on his own. Take a step back. Don't react emotional. Don't say too much. Don't give him an ultimatum. Don't criticize. Don't start a fight. Communicate the correct way with him. Because many times in situations like this, we don't know how to communicate. So the wrong way to communicate will starting up a conflict, declare your insatisfaction about his behavior. Don't do any of this,
I was going to just let him speak his mind. I mean, I have not seen him or spoke to him in 11 days, and I am devastated.
Okay.
I'm broken hearted. I deserved, after 9 months, a goodbye. What is his intention?
No,
right
don't.
Now?
You don't deserve, because you actually don't want a goodbye.
No, I don't. I don't want a goodbye, but I feel like he's a goodbye. Is he coming back?
Oh yeah. He's coming back.
When?
Leave him alone.
Believe me, I'm not calling him. I moved my stuff out because I.
Very
I'm
good. Very good. But don't. Very good.
Do you see when he might call me?
Don't say, even if it lasts another week or two. Let himself come. Slow down. Calm down. He's gonna come on his own. That's all I can tell. So leave him alone for now. Sorry?
You don't know if it's in a few days or it's in 2 weeks? Do you have any
No, it might take up to 2 weeks. It's hard to estimate the timing because people are so unpredictable. He might just wake up and say, I'm going to call her. What have I done? I don't think he intended any of this. He's just... upset about something that you don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Is he going to open up to me and explain to me what I don't know?
He will explain, but don't push. Let it come from him. In this case, I don't want you to ask for an explanation. Let that come from him. You understand?
Sure. Now, is there another girl in the picture?
No, this is not about another girl.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Not about another girl.
Because if I'm not, I would never be an option or a second choice. And if I'm in the...
This is not about another person. It's not.
So is he thinking clearly? How can he just actually just...
He's not thinking clearly. No, he's not. Without
a
doubt in my mind, he's not thinking clearly. Sorry?
Is he sad? Is he missing me? Like, what's...
He is sad. He is missing you. He has a big ego, you know, so he's not going to admit any of this for now. But when the moment comes, he will admit that he was wrong and that he is sorry.
So you think he's going to be genuinely sorry?
Yeah, I believe he's genuinely sorry. I do believe that.
Okay, so is this from his past relationship or his upbringing?
It's a more complicated situation. More complicated. You have to get to know this man, and you have to. I always speak about emotional intimacy between people, in which you know your partner at the soul level, and I feel like you don't know this man at that level. You know, You don't know.
Well, he doesn't open up to me. He always shuts down, and that's
okay.
The
try to know him, even if he doesn't open up, by, you know, understanding his behavior, understanding the way he thinks, the way he acts. You know, so understanding that.
So he's got. Is it something like devastating that he's going to tell me?
He will definitely. He will tell you. That's all I can say. I don't know how. I don't know the details of this. All I feel, you know, that there's something going on that he hasn't been sharing with you that is bothering him. And for that reason, don't blame, don't judge, don't do anything, don't call, don't interact. Let the man come to you and open up his heart to you. And that's the way it's going to happen.
I will. But is this guy, is his problem with, is it personally with me or is it within himself?
It's within him. This has nothing to do with you. You can take it personally, and that would be a terrible mistake.
Okay.
So don't do that. Don't take it personal.
Does he want to continue the relationship? Does he want to come back and get back together?
He will come back saying he wants to continue the relationship. But please don't overreact. That's all I can tell.
But he does want to come back. So there's a positive ending to this.
He will come back to you. That's for sure.
Okay, does he want to, is he willing to go to therapy? Because we've been through a lot.
Don't push for therapy at the very beginning. Let it come from him. Because he's acknowledging he has problem. And so he has to be at a point. You know how men are? Sometimes they don't want to go in therapy. But I feel like he might, the time will come when he might be willing to go to therapy. Okay, my lovely Kim, I have to take a short break. I love you. Call me next time. Let me know how are things with you. But
possibly any more than 2 weeks, do you think?
It's hard to estimate time. It might be even less. But take a deep breath. This is not as bad as you think it is. It's actually not bad at all at the end.
Okay, my lovely. Can I ask you one other question? Do you see this being a long distance or do you see us having problems again?
No, it can be healed. If you get to the root of it, this might not happen again. You can overcome this.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Carmen. Appreciate it.
I love you, sweetie. I'm going to take a short break, and then, guys, I'm going to come back to you. I know I have many of you, Sandra, Cornelia, Julie, and Sue. So you guys hold on the line. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and because I have a lot of people, let's try to answer everybody, so I have to make the answers a little bit shorter. Hi, my lovely Sandra. Thank you for waiting patiently. How can I help you tonight, my love?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Listen, I was wondering if you see any physical moves for me coming up.
Yes, from now on to the spring.
Okay.
And it's going to be a good move. I think the timing is perfect. You just have to prepare to have a plan in this move. I think deep inside your heart, I think you want to move for a while. I don't know if you agree with me. But I think the time is right in the next 4 or 5 months. So if you are supposed to move, this would be the time to make it happen.
Okay. Do you see a location or an area?
I feel like it's moving to an out of state. Do you plan to move that far from your area?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So I don't want to influence you on this by giving you a location. I want you to be open up. Are you willing to move more towards the warmer weather?
I'm in the hottest weather. I'm in Houston, Texas.
In Houston, Texas. Okay. So are you willing to stay in the warmer weather?
Uh-huh, definitely.
Okay, because the reason I'm saying that, because I still see you in the warmer weather. So
okay, good.
Which means, okay, you move from Houston, you probably move, I don't know if you have a thought to move to Florida or move right around the area, probably, but also I see a very nice area with beautiful homes, with a lot of palm trees, not far from the water. I think the move will be phenomenal.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next
time. Okay, my lovely Sandra. I love you,
Sandra. Have a good evening.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you, my love. Hi, Cornelia from Canada. I love you.
Hello, Carmen. I'm very happy to talk. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Anytime,
I called you
Cornelia.
To tell you that a month ago, I think it was a month ago when we talked last time, and since that moment, I really got the job what you were predicting me, that you said I'm going to have a job in 2-3 weeks, and I do have it. And I have a single thing right now. Can you, like, how long you see me in this job, Carmen? Because I don't know, it's not really my dream job. I'm going, like, yesterday I started, and I'm just curious how this job is going to work out for me. And it's really how you said, it's one of my ex jobs.
Yeah, but I want you to stick with this job, even if it's not your dream job. And even if we prophesize all the time, let's get to the best that we can. Under the circumstance of everything that's happening in the world, I think for now, this job is great. And don't give up on it. This might lead to something else. There's a side of me that says through this job, you get into something else. But not right now, probably in May or probably even during the fall. So at this point in time, be grateful for this opportunity.
I am grateful. It's not about this. I was just thinking if you see something else for me coming, or I'm going to have to stick with this because it's kind of far away for me.
I see you for now. And for now can mean a number of months. So even if it's far,
yes.
Don't quit in a month or two. Hang in there a little bit longer. Why I'm saying that? This job leads to something else. So meaning it leads to something else, or someone in the job might refer you or come up with something. One of the people, you might not even know who I'm telling you right now, but the circumstances will be created in a matter of a number of months that will open door to something else. So the job is not just an accident or just a job, a boring job. It does open doors to a different possibility.
Oh, my God, how much you know exactly what I feel, because it is a very boring, repetitive, whatever. I'm just thinking about, I hope my owners are happy with me and I will be okay over there. Right now, I don't know what.
They're very okay with you. Everything is great, but inside the job, there will be someone in the name, a very Romanian name, Rodica Radu, something with an R name. Somebody in there, you might not know yet, suggests you something else. And that will come way closer, better to your dream job. And then you will walk away from this. But stay there till that opportunity will be presented to you. which is not that far in
yes.
the future.
So I just want to tell you one single thing. I did the vaccine, the first one. If
very
I do
good.
The second one, I will be okay, Carmen?
You'll be very okay, absolutely. Absolutely very okay.
And my family, all of them healthy and no problem.
Everybody's happy and healthy and everybody's great. No reason to
I appreciate everything
anything.
You do, Carmen. I love you and I thank you so much.
I love you, my Cornelia, and all the blessing to you and your beautiful family, and thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to Julia, who's actually Romanian, too. Hi, my Julia.
Hi, Carmen. Good evening.
Good evening, my beautiful. How are you, my Julia? How can I help you, my love?
I just woke up suddenly, and I wanted so much to talk to you, because last week we talked, and I still got one question. Perhaps you remember that I want to buy an orthodontic treatment for me. I know you said I don't need it, but I really want it. I want to ask you, do you think I can negotiate a price with the doctor? She's not the
oh,
person
yeah,
that
yes, she
can
you
do
can,
that.
Absolutely. And I will really
yeah?
negotiate, absolutely. You will get it, yeah.
It's too high, so I really
no,
don't
No, it's way too
like
high,
it.
And you'll get it at a very good price. Yes.
Really?
Really?
Do you think
yeah,
that I should negotiate, like
you
in an email,
absolutely
or I
negotiate.
Should reach out to her?
Definitely, you should negotiate. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know, writing an email or just talking with her, which is best.
I think you can try by an email, and if you see there's
yeah.
no response, go ahead and try to communicate in person.
Yeah, and. I was thinking
I am 100% sure. Just call me back and let me know that you will get a price reduction. So you'll be able to get something way closer to what can you afford
mm-hmm.
with
okay.
your budget. So you'll be able to make it possible for you.
Yeah, okay. I hope so, because I really want to do that. I don't
if
want
you
to
want
go
to do
for
it, you will
doctor.
Absolutely do it. You will see. No doubt
yeah.
about it. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll just ask for a credit and go ahead and let you know soon.
Okay, my angel. I'm looking for it. Write me an email or call me next time. But go ahead and have the courage to ask for what you think is fair. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you again.
Prevail, you will succeed, my beautiful Julia. And... feel free to call me anytime, my love, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
I love you, my Julia. I'm going to go
to Sue. I love you.
Bye-bye. Bye, sweetie. Sue in Connecticut. Hi, my Sue. How are you, my love?
Good, Carmen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that your miracle guidance came true for me. I've talked to you several times. I think you know I've lost my granddaughter. And in 2015,
right.
and my grandson was born in 2016, exactly 1 year later. And you told
right.
me when my grandson turned 5, I would have a new grandchild, a girl. And I wanted you to know that she will be born this Friday, the 19th.
Ah,
and
I'm so excited!
And it is a girl. And it is a girl, as you have predicted. She will be born by cesarean at 37 weeks and 4 days.
Oh my
because
God,
my
I'm
daughter-in-law's
so excited.
Pressure is not great. And I am certain that my granddaughter, who passed in 2015,
she came
will,
back.
Be guiding,
she came back.
Will be guiding the birth or the soul of my new granddaughter. So
my
everything
God, I'm so
that
happy
you said
for you, my
is,
love.
Is coming has come true. And I just want to know, will she be healthy? And
oh, for
my,
sure,
my daughter-in-law, will she be okay? Because her yeah. blood pressure has been up and down.
Yeah, this happens frequently in pregnancies. Some women develop even diabetes during pregnancy. All kinds of problems, you know, can happen
right.
during pregnancy.
She's,
but it's
yeah.
just temporary. Yeah,
she's
be
been high risk. You know, she's been high risk since the loss of my first granddaughter.
Yeah, but
and
she made it. She made it.
Yeah,
she made it. There's two
almost
days
made
left.
It. I just
almost
yes.
made. She made. No, she's like yeah, happening
I
right
just,
now.
I just hope the baby's healthy and
what
she
day?
Is
what day
healthy.
Is Friday? Which day? Which
the 19th.
Day is,
It is the 19th, Friday.
Hold on. November 19th. I want to see something. You know, I want to tell you how amazing this is. Guess what? Which number your granddaughter has? The planet of karma, 8. So karma talks here. So she is born under, without even you guys planning it this way, she's born under the energy of 8, which is planet of karma, says karmically she's coming back. This is karma, the transmigration of the soul coming back in your life. And because she's under the energy of the 8, she's going to live a very long life, actually. She has a long longevity, beautiful, with 3 kids. She's going to be a beauty.
And her
mother,
you.
I promise you, her mother is going to be perfectly fine.
Oh, that's what I'm worried. That's what I was worried about.
No,
because
please don't
we
even
almost
worry.
Lost
you
her
see
too.
How? What did I speak in the show? You never say I'm worried. You said I'm confident.
I
know she's going to be fine. So please, from tomorrow on, every single hour, you repeat, I know she's going to be great. I know both of them are going to be fabulous. I am confident, you know, that at the end is perfect. Yeah. So use those power of the words. Never say I'm afraid. Never say, don't put that, the vibration of those words in motion. Because then without realizing, without wanting, you know, actually cause a problem.
Right.
And we don't want that. We don't want any of that.
Right.
So
well,
keep on saying, you know.
Yes.
You know, and say that mantra, Nyo Myo Merenge Q. There's that mantra that says everything is going to be okay. And those words are so powerful. They're amazing. Who did this? There was that famous singer who used these words, this mantra, all the time. And she turned her life around, Tina Turner. So Tina Turner, when she abused by Ike Turner, and she's been bitten, you know, and she said, I want to change my life. And she started using this Nyo Myo Merenge Q constantly. And if you search this mantra, it's so powerful. Every sound in it, you know, change the vibration energy around in impossible situation. So I want you to use this, the power of your words by saying, I feel rewarded. I am blessed. You know, daughter-in-law, my daughter is fine. Or, you know, say all those beautiful words. My granddaughter is coming. I'm excited. So use the power of the words.
I will. And I do use.
Please call me. Do me this big favor so I can celebrate myself, your joy.
Yes.
And call me and let me know how great they are and how they are next week. So I will be very happy to hear from you soon.
I will, and I just wanted everyone out there to know that it is truly miracle guidance, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Sue. God loves you. You know, this is a blessing, and there's nothing more beautiful than this. You know, this
is
the miracle of life, and you deserve it, Sue. You're such a beautiful person, and, you know, this is you know, the universe gave back to you something that is yours.
Yes.
And belongs to you.
Yes.
So the pain is gone, the suffering is gone, the soul came back. You know, the soul, we are souls that travel in this universe up and down, back and forth, and she chose to come back to be with you.
Yes.
And you will see that is her. You will know right away. In the first month, in the first years, you know, you will know it's her. Me and you are gonna talk 3 years from now on, you'll see.
Yes.
You will confirm many of these things.
Yes.
So
thank
excited.
You so much. And I appreciate
I you,
your guidance. And it
I
is truly
you,
a miracle.
My heart.
Thank you and good night. And I will let you know.
Okay. I'm looking forward to your call next week. I love you, Sue.
Okay. Love you,
I
too.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, my dear. Okay. So, as I said, you know, pay attention to your words. Because I'm at the end of the show, so I want you guys to remember I am. Use all these things like I am purposeful, I am healing, I am unbound, I am fearless, I am beautiful, I'm alive right now. I choose to engage fully and deeply in the present moment. I am bold, I have the courage to take necessary risks to shape my future for the better. I am evolving. I'm becoming the best version of myself. I'm growing smarter, wiser, more enlightened. These are the words that will make you vibrate with joy and see the possibility of multiple doors opening in front of you, you know, and you will discover incredible potential within yourself. You should say things like, I am in tune with the universe. I listen to my intuition. Pay attention to the divine signs. I am well guided every step of the way. I am proud of myself. I am all knowing. All that I need to know, I already know, and all the guidance I need is within me. I am free. My spirit soars. No burdens weighed me down. My life is uncomplicated and free to take its course. I am vibrant. I'm beaming with creativity. I am reborn. My life is just beginning, and my path is carved towards greatness. I am unafraid to say no. So I am my own best friend. I am protected. I am magic. I manifest what I envision in my mind. I am at peace. I am detached from negativity. I am the architect of my life. And there comes the end of the show. Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm your host, Carmen Jara. And I will be with you next week, Om Time Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for listening. And remember how powerful you are.